On today's audio essay of the Infinite Knowledge podcast, we will explore the subject of heart coherence along with intentionally felt positive emotions, how to live a more vibrant and healthy life with the wisdom of the heart, and modern insights from science to spirituality. In our quest for vibrant health and well-being, we often overlook the subtle symphony orchestrated within our own bodies, the profound connection between the heart's rhythms and our emotional states. Attuning to heart coherence is akin to learning the delicate art of tuning a musical instrument, achieving harmony between the strings of our physiological responses and the melodies of our emotional experiences. Heart coherence, a harmonious and ordered pattern in the heart's rhythms, is a dynamic reflection of balance within our autonomic nervous system. When we cultivate this balance, our heart rate variability, HRV, dances to the rhythms of efficiency and resilience, signaling a state of physiological optimization that can bolster our immunity, mental clarity, and emotional stability. The wisdom of the heart extends far beyond its role as a mere pump cycling blood throughout our bodies. It is, indeed, a sophisticated center of electromagnetic energy, more powerful than the brain in its ability to influence our perception, mental processes, and overall health. Modern scientific inquiry has illuminated the heart's communicative prowess, evidenced by its continuous dialogue with the brain through neural pathways, hormonal messages, and electromagnetic interactions. The conversation between heart and brain can be modulated by consciously evoked positive emotions, feelings of love, gratitude, and joy, which act as conductors of this intimate communication. When we intentionally nurture these emotions, our heart rhythms project a signal of coherence, a sonnet of serenity that our brain eagerly echoes. This biological resonance between heart and mind underlies the notion that emotional self-regulation is a cornerstone of holistic health. Moreover, the principle of heart coherence intersects with the ancient wisdom of various spiritual traditions. For instance, the concept of inner harmony is deeply rooted in Eastern philosophies such as Buddhism and Hinduism, which advocate for the balance of energies within the body as a conduit to enlightenment and vibrant health. In Western contemplative traditions as well, the heart is revered as the seat of transformative love and spiritual awakening. Within these diverse frameworks, heart coherence is both a metaphor for and a measurable manifestation of inner peace and vitality. The path to vibrant health through heart coherence and emotional intentionality prompts us to reconsider our understanding of the mind-body connection. By emphasizing the interdependence of our physiological functions and emotional experiences, this approach challenges the Cartesian dichotomy that has long dominated Western medicine, suggesting instead that the mind and body are inseparable aspects of our being. This integration of modern science with timeless wisdom invites us to explore a more holistic approach to our well-being. It encourages the cultivation of a conscious emotional landscape where thoughts do not meander aimlessly, but rather navigate purposefully toward the nurturing of our internal ecosystem. It reminds us that the key to a more vibrant and healthy life may very well lie within the rhythmic beat of our own hearts, attuned, coherent, and reverberating with the frequencies of our highest emotional potentials. As we delve deeper into the concept of heart coherence and its role in vibrant health, we can draw parallels to the idea of entrainment that exists in physics. Entrainment is when two oscillating bodies with different rhythms begin to pulse at the same frequency. This phenomenon can be observed when two pendulum clocks mounted on the same wall eventually synchronize their swings. Similarly, when we intentionally align our heart rhythm with our positive emotions, our body systems can begin to operate in sync, fostering a state of physiologic efficiency and well-being. Practical steps to achieve heart coherence and leverage the concept of entrainment include 1. Focus. Start by directing your attention to the heart area. Imagine breathing deeply into this space, which helps shift focus from the mind's chatter to the body's center. 2. Breathing. Adopt a rhythmic and smooth breathing pattern. Aim for around 5 seconds for each in-breath and 5 seconds for each out-breath to slow down the heart rate and promote a calm, steady rhythm. 3. Emotion. Conjure a positive emotional state, such as gratitude, love, or joy. Remembering a cherished memory or envisioning a hopeful future scenario can facilitate this feeling. Embody this emotion fully, allowing it to infuse each breath. 4. Maintenance. Practice maintaining this state for 5 to 10 minutes or longer. Over time, with consistent practice, this will cultivate a natural tendency towards coherence, even in stressful situations. The implications of heart coherence extend into the realm of psychology through the concept of affect regulation, which refers to one's ability to maintain a balanced emotional state. When the heart and brain enter a coherent state, our ability to regulate our emotional response is significantly enhanced. This heightened emotional regulation contributes to reduced stress, better decision-making, and overall emotional intelligence. In terms of sociology and personal interactions, heart coherence can positively influence one's interpersonal relationships. Just as entrainment allows individual rhythms to align, people who practice heart coherence may find that their calm and balanced state can have a stabilizing effect on others around them, promoting a more harmonious and empathetic social environment. Drawing on economic theory, heart coherence resonates with the idea of efficiency and optimized performance, akin to the economic principle of Pareto efficiency, where resources are allocated in the most efficient way, benefiting all involved. A body in a state of heart coherence is using its energies efficiently, mitigating wasteful stress responses, leading to supreme functional performance, much like a well-oiled machine in an optimized economy. Furthermore, the impact of heart coherence can layer into the notion of self-organization found in complex systems theory, a branch of theoretical biology and systems science. Just as complex systems exhibit properties of emergent order and adaptability, heart coherence facilitates a self-organizing principle within the body. This emergent order can be seen as the body's inherent capacity to maintain health and equilibrium amidst constantly changing internal and external conditions. In summary, the pursuit of heart coherence is not just about achieving a tranquil state of mind or better physical health alone. It is the interlacing of our emotions with our biology, orchestrating a systemic harmony that enhances our whole being. By tuning into our heart's wisdom and fostering emotional positives, we not only cultivate vibrant health, but also contribute to a more coherent and compassionate world. This journey is ongoing, with every heartbeat offering an opportunity to refine and deepen our understanding of this internal harmony. As we continue to explore its nuances and applications, we realize that health is not just the absence of disease, but the vibrant and coherent expression of life within us. Attuning to heart coherence is akin to mastering a subtle art form, one that intertwines the threads of biology, psychology, sociology, and beyond, casting a wide net over the spectrum of human experience and health. This process of alignment and synchronization, when practiced diligently, holds the promise of a life lived more fully, with less friction and greater ease. The conception of heart coherence as a path to vibrant health relies on unpacking complex interrelations between different elements of our being. This realm is governed by principles that span the biological imperatives of homeostasis to the psychophysiological interplay identified in the polyvagal theory. The latter explicates how the physiological state of our autonomic nervous system influences our emotional and social behaviors. Heart coherence can be thought of as an enabler for the system's optimal function, much like a key turning smoothly within a well-crafted lock. Advancing to the relevance of heart coherence to mental constructs, the practice is bolstered by insights from cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT upholds the notion that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are interconnected and that altering one can lead to changes in the others. Heart coherence, through its influence on our emotional state, can therefore modulate thought patterns, contributing further to a resilient mindset and reducing cognitive distortions often associated with stress and anxiety. In exploring the spiritual ramifications, one can observe parallels with the Eastern philosophy of qi, or chi, the life force said to flow through all things. By achieving coherence, we may be optimizing the flow of our vital energies, aligning personal frequencies with a universal rhythm in the pursuit of holistic well-being. As we look outwards, considering ecological thinking, heart coherence can also be understood as mirroring the intricate balance found within natural ecosystems, where each part contributes to the stability and resilience of the whole. In this way, our internal ecosystem is nurtured, fostering resilience and adaptability reflective of those robust natural systems. Crossing into the territory of neuropsychology sheds light on the significance of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections. Infusing regular heart coherence practice could very well sculpt our neural landscape, emboldening the pathways associated with positive emotions and weakening those aligned with stress and negativity. Finally, the concept of flow, a state of focused motivation described in positive psychology, naturally intertwines with heart coherence. Flow is characterized by complete absorption in an activity, and by adopting a stable and coherent heart rhythm, we may be able to access this state more readily, increasing productivity and fulfillment. In synthesizing these perspectives, we arrive at a confluence of knowledge and practice that encapsulates our search for heart coherence. It is a multifaceted endeavor that holds the key to unlocking an enhanced version of ourselves, not solely through physiological recalibration, but through the ripple effect such alignment has on our mind, our interactions, and our engagement with our worlds. This journey of heart coherence is one of profound integration, echoing across the vast caverns of individual and collective consciousness. In embracing its principles and making them a steadfast part of our lives, we cultivate not only personal health, but also engender waves of positive influence that reach far beyond our immediate sphere. The shift toward heart coherence is an act of healing, an act of unity, and a testament to the power of harmonious existence. So, as we delve deeper into heart coherence, embracing the full scale of its transformative potential, we are called to a life that thrives in resonance, not with the discordant rhythms of stress and fear, but in concert with the symphony of our highest potentials. Heart coherence is not an endpoint, but a gateway, opening into a future where each beat of our heart sings in harmony with a vibrant and thriving existence, ever adaptive, ever attuned, and ever coherent.
In this section, we explored the deep connection between the heart's rhythms and our emotional states, emphasizing the concept of heart coherence. Heart coherence signifies a state where our heart rhythms reflect balance in our autonomic nervous system, which can enhance resilience, immunity, and emotional stability. We examined the heart's role as an electromagnetic energy center that communicates with the brain through various pathways and how positive emotions can modulate this interaction, leading to a coherent state benefiting both mind and body. We then discussed heart coherence in relation to spiritual traditions, mental health practices like cognitive behavioral therapy, and concepts such as flow state from positive psychology. Practical steps to achieve heart coherence, focusing on the heart area, rhythmic breathing, evoking positive emotions, and practicing consistently, were outlined as pathways to foster this state. Additionally, the implications of heart coherence for psychology, sociology, and economical thinking were considered, highlighting its importance in emotional regulation, interpersonal relationships, and optimal performance. This journey through the concept of heart coherence also touched upon its relevance to the polyvagal theory, qi or qi energy, ecological balance, and neuroplasticity. By embracing heart coherence, we engage in an integrative process that enhances our well-being across various domains, encouraging a life of resilience, balance, and harmony. Heart coherence emerges as not only a strategy for personal health, but also a transformative element with the potential to positively influence broader societal and ecological systems. As we continue with this practice, we witness the unfolding of an attuned and coherent existence, reflecting the vibrant symphony of life through the harmony within us.
In the quest for a vibrant and healthy life, the wisdom of the heart has often been relegated to the realm of the poetic, with science standing as the bastion of the concrete and observable. Yet, as research extends its reach into the complexities of human experience, the bridge between science and spirituality is becoming a conduit for transformative wisdom. At the heart of this convergence is the concept of heart coherence, a physiological state characterized by the harmonious alignment of our heart's rhythmic patterns, which has been shown to produce a cascade of benefits, grounding it firmly in the sphere of scientific inquiry. The entrainment of the heart's rhythm reflects a synergy between the emotional center and the cognitive processes, opening channels for heightened intuition and clarity. Beyond the clinical, heart coherence resonates with ancient spiritual traditions that have long understood the heart as the seat of emotional intelligence and a source of compassionate wisdom. This intermingling of science and spirituality suggests that intentionally cultivating positive emotions is not merely an aspirational exercise. It is a practical strategy for enhancing well-being. Positive emotions, from the fleeting to the profound, do not merely enhance our immediate well-being. They actively contribute to our long-term health. Within the framework of the Broaden and Build theory, posited by psychologist Barbara Fredrickson, positive emotions expand our awareness and encourage a range of thoughts and actions. The ripple effects of this expansion foster resilience, build social connections, and even enhance physical health. Reflecting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, we see the capacity for transformation inherent in our very biology. Just as a musician hones their skill through practice, we too can train our emotional responses and strengthen neural pathways that support heart coherence and positive emotional states. This neural sculpting is a confluence of willful intention and biological potential. As we integrate these insights, we find a new imperative for cultivating positive emotions in our daily lives. This is not merely a pursuit of transient happiness, it is a profound investment in our holistic health. The conscious application of positive emotions, gratitude, joy, appreciation, goes beyond the ephemeral. Each intentional act of positive emotion becomes a brick in the edifice of a more harmonious life, undergirded by the synergistic effects of heart and mind. In a world where stress often seems to be the baseline, recalibrating our systems towards heart coherence requires conscious effort. It demands that we recognize the interplay between our emotional states and their physiological correlates. Moreover, it asks us to be stewards of our own well-being, harnessing the wisdom of the heart informed by the insights derived from both science and spirituality. At the cusp of these great domains of understanding lies a vast landscape for exploration. Here, we may uncover the profound ways in which living from the heart, bolstered by the legitimacy lent through scientific endeavor, can illuminate pathways to a more vibrant existence. Continuing along this journey, one starts to unravel the continuous narrative of personal growth and societal transformation facilitated through the prism of positive emotions and heart coherence. In bridging science and spirituality through the power of positive emotions, we can continue to explore additional robust frameworks and models that broaden our understanding. The concept of emotional intelligence, EI, for instance, has penetrated both psychological theory and practical human resource development. Daniel Goleman popularized EI as the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as to recognize, understand, and influence the emotions of others. Emotional intelligence model. 1. Self-awareness. You must be able to observe yourself and recognize your emotions as they occur. 2. Self-regulation. You must develop the ability to control and adapt your emotional responses. 3. Internal motivation. This is guided by personal values and goals, rather than immediate reward. 4. Empathy. You have to understand the emotions of others and respond to their emotional cues appropriately. 5. Social skills. You need to manage relationships, inspire others, and induce desired responses within social interactions. Implications of this model suggest that increased EI can lead to better personal and professional outcomes, more effective leadership, better collaborative working, and enhanced well-being. EI bridges the gap between the understanding of our internal emotional landscape and the external world of human interaction, reflecting spiritual teachings that emphasize the importance of emotional harmony and compassion in our lives. Another framework from biology is the biophilia hypothesis, proposed by Edward O. Wilson, which suggests that humans possess an innate tendency to seek connections with nature and other forms of life. This connection to nature not only enhances our emotional well-being, but also speaks to a spiritual unity between humans and the natural world. Biophilia hypothesis framework. 1. Interaction. Regular interaction with natural environments is crucial. 2. Engagement. Active engagement with nature, such as gardening or animal care, fosters a deeper connection. 3. Conservation. Understanding the importance of biodiversity and engaging in conservation efforts is integral. 4. Integration. Integrating nature into our living spaces, like having plants and natural light, can improve our well-being. The implications of this hypothesis extend to urban planning, mental health treatments, and lifestyle choices that seek to infuse our environments with natural elements. Spiritually, this resonates with respect and reverence for life that is seen in so many spiritual traditions, suggesting that our positive emotions are deeply intertwined with our relationship to the earth. From philosophy comes Stoicism, an ancient Greco-Roman philosophy that teaches the development of self-control and fortitude as a means to overcome destructive emotions. Stoicism has practical steps that resonate with the discipline required in both spiritual practices and scientific inquiry. Stoic philosophy model. 1. Control. Recognize what is within our control and what is not. 2. Detach. Practice detachment from external events and outcomes. 3. Virtue. Foster an internal moral compass based on virtue ethics. 4. Reflection. Reflect regularly on one's thoughts and actions to cultivate self-improvement. Stoicism's implications for cultivating positive emotions include developing resilience and a sense of equanimity. By focusing on internal rather than external validation, Stoicism aligns with spiritual ideals of inner peace and coheres with the psychological understanding of emotions. In economics, the concept of opportunity cost is a useful the realm of emotional investment. Just as in economics, where opportunity cost requires considering what one must forego when making a choice, in life, we face similar trade-offs with our emotional and attentional resources. By consciously choosing positive emotions, we are implicitly deciding where to invest our energies for the greatest life returns. Opportunity cost framework in emotional context. 1. Prioritize. Determine what emotional states yield the best return on investment for your well-being. 2. Evaluate. Consistently assess the emotional costs of engaging in negative thoughts or behaviors. 3. Decide. Make choices that align with cultivating positive emotions and reducing time spent on negative emotions. 4. Reflect. Regularly reflect on the emotional choices made and their long-term impact on personal growth. The implication here is that an economic framework can offer a pragmatic approach to emotional regulation and the use of one's time and energy. It echoes the spiritual focus on mindfulness and intentionality. Considering these models and frameworks, we might unite the dots between various domains to form an integrative map towards wholeness and happiness. In the confluence of concepts like emotional intelligence, biophilia, stoicism, and opportunity cost, we find not only conceptual harmony, but practical strategies for incorporating the power of positive emotions into our everyday lives. These ideas remind us that our quest for a vibrant and meaningful life requires a symphony of approaches, harmonizing the wisdom of different disciplines and traditions, guided by both the empirical and the existential. As we continue to explore this rich intersection of ideas, it becomes evident that the act of cultivating positive emotions is not just about feeling good in the moment. It is a deep philosophical commitment to the kind of person one aspires to be and the life one strives to lead. A tapestry of choices woven with threads of knowledge gleaned from the sciences, philosophies, and spiritual insights. Through this synthesis, we craft a life that not only thrives on individual well-being, but also contributes to the collective flourishing of humanity. The exploration of the interplay between science and spirituality is itself a testimony to the power of positive emotions. The quest for understanding, peace, and fulfillment bridges these seemingly disparate domains, with positive emotions functioning as the catalysts for this profound integration. The power of positive emotions lies not merely in subjective, ephemeral experiences, but in their capacity to influence our biology, psychology, and social interactions. The field of psychoneuroimmunology, for example, provides scientific evidence that positive emotions can boost immune function and improve health outcomes. This suggests a physiological grounding for the spiritual emphasis on cultivating joy, gratitude, and love as elements of a healthy life. Within this purview, the concept of emotional contagion underscores how our emotional states can ripple out and affect those around us. It demonstrates, from a sociological perspective, the tangible impact of positive emotions on collective well-being. Spiritual traditions have long held the view that inner peace and happiness can contribute to a more harmonious world, and this is echoed in the scientific observation of how emotions can spread through groups, influencing social dynamics and community resilience. Furthermore, cognitive psychology informs us about the broaden and build theory proposed by Barbara Fredrickson, which posits that positive emotions broaden our awareness and encourage novel, varied, and exploratory thoughts and actions. Over time, this builds our personal resources, ranging from physical and intellectual to social and psychological. This theory resonates closely with spiritual practices that promote an open heart and mind, on the premise that these practices enhance our life experience and the resources available to us. Circling back to previously discussed frameworks, we might draw upon the neuroscience of mindfulness, a practice often found in both psychological interventions and spiritual traditions. Mindfulness training is shown to increase gray matter density in the brain regions associated with emotional regulation, self-awareness, and compassion. The power of positive emotions, then, is not only felt, but is substantiated by structural changes within the brain, providing a concrete bridge between the transformative practices of spirituality and the empirical evidence of science. These different threads of understanding, from psychoneuroimmunology and emotional contagion to cognitive theories and neuroscience, weave together into a cohesive narrative. They collectively illustrate the extensive reach of positive emotions across the various landscapes of human functioning. As we embrace these multifaceted insights, we synthesize not only theoretical knowledge, but also practical wisdom. Emotional intelligence empowers us to navigate our emotional terrain with acuity and grace, while the biophilia hypothesis renews our bond with the natural world, amplifying the spiritual call to live in harmony with all sentient beings. Stoicism provides a philosophical toolkit for serenity in the face of adversity, and the concept of emotional opportunity cost teaches us to invest wisely in our emotional economy, nurturing positivity for optimal life satisfaction. In conclusion, through the power of positive emotions, the synthesis of science and spirituality imparts a vision that transcends the sum of its parts. Here, emotional intelligence becomes a compass for personal transformation, biophilia, a charter for ecological and spiritual stewardship, stoicism, a bastion for inner resilience, and emotional opportunity cost a guide for judicious emotional investment. This melding of knowledge and practice invites a wholeness that favors neither scientific reductionism nor spiritual dogma, but embraces a fuller spectrum of human experience. Our commitment to positive emotions thus becomes not just a personal pursuit, but a collective aspiration, illuminating a path toward a deeply connected and flourishing humanity.
In this section, we delved into the intersection of science and spirituality, highlighting the concept of heart coherence and the scientific benefits of cultivating positive emotional states. We examined how this physiological state ties into the spiritual view of the heart as a center of wisdom and emotional intelligence. Additionally, we explored the broaden and build theory, which suggests that positive emotions expand our awareness and foster resilience and health, reflecting on the transformative potential of neuroplasticity. The discussion then introduced the emotional intelligence model as a framework for personal and professional growth, along with the biophilia hypothesis framework, which underscores our natural affinity for life and its implications for well-being. Also presented was the Stoic philosophy model, emphasizing self-control and fortitude to enhance emotional equanimity. An economic analogy was used to articulate the concept of opportunity cost in emotional contexts, advocating for the conscious investment of our emotional resources. Collectively, these insights paved the way for an integrative approach to a vibrant and meaningful life, harmonizing the wisdom of various disciplines. The power of positive emotions is underlined as a philosophical commitment and a practical strategy for personal and societal well-being, shaped by knowledge from the sciences, philosophies, and spiritual insights. This synthesis promotes a life of individual thriving and contributes to the collective flourishing of humanity.
That about wraps it all up. Thanks for listening to episode number 21 of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast and our exploration of today's topic on heart coherence, along with intentionally felt positive emotions, how to live a more vibrant and healthy life with the wisdom of the heart and modern insights from science to spirituality. We can't wait to release future episodes where we continue exploring intellectually stimulating knowledge. Be sure you are subscribed and remember to share this episode on social media. Until next time, take care.